The recession hits Microsoft. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, for the first time in history, Microsoft announced that it would be laying off employees. And that's weird because Microsoft only hires employees. Since its founding, it has hired new employees every month. That's one of the reasons that unemployment in the Seattle area has remained below 6% even now. But that's changing, and it's changing because of slow computer sales.
The economy is resetting to a lower level of business and consumer spending.
CEO Steve Ballmer, observing that people are buying less, and that includes computers. But Microsoft doesn't sell computers. They make their money selling software. Surely their business plan took into account the day when everybody would have plenty of computers. And then I thought some more and remembered that every time Microsoft has come out with a new operating system, people have to buy new computers because the old computer wasn't fast enough to run the new operating system. That was fine when there was plenty of money around, but when times are tight, you tend not to buy a new version of something that's working fine already. People want to keep their old computers now. So, Steve, how about this? I bet people would cheerfully buy a new operating system if it didn't force them to buy a new computer. All you'd have to do is design an operating system that not only runs on old computers, but actually makes them run faster than before. We don't need animation, voice recognition, the Shiatsu massage applet. Just make our old computers run faster so we can see our stock losses more quickly. That's all we want. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.